Grainy footage shows the cloudy sky, a street sign reading Pacific Palisades, and the Santa Monica Pier. The images freeze and appear inside collages of drawings and photos. A title appears, Crazy Beautiful. Waves crash beneath a boardwalk.
I remember most of 17.
Children run across the beach.
I remember the day we met. His smile, his touch. You could be anywhere when your life begins. When the future opens up in front of you. And you may not even realize it at first, but it's already happening.
A collage frames four teen boys standing on the pier, then fades away.
All right, guys, let's roll, man.
I got some shit to do, man.
Oh, you always got shit to do.
Man, you gotta learn how to kick it. It's a beautiful day in the beach, man. Come on.
Yeah, why? You afraid of getting too brown?
Yeah, for people I'm actually doing some Mexican.
Yeah, they have it already, man.
Look at you.
Hey, guys, check it out, man.
A slim teenage girl picks up trash on the beach. She looks up and smiles.
Hey, we got some trash over here. It's starting to stink.
One young man picks up his short-haired friend and drops him over the railing to the beach. The teen dusts sand off his shorts.
Hey, where are you going?
He runs to the teen girl with trash in his hand. His friends follow him.
Hey, you missed one.
Thanks, that's really helpful.
So what, you a badass gangster or what?
Something like that.
What you do, stay up past your bedtime? Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, for real, what you doing?
I robbed a 7-Eleven.
What?
Yeah, stay away, I'm dangerous. I'll mess you up.
My bad.
His friends catch up.
Man, y'all always gotta follow me, man.
My name's Victor. What's your name?
She don't care what's your name.
Nicole.
Nice to meet you, Nicole.
Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
So.
Man,
Nicole
doing?
Smiles at Carlos.
You know what? I've seen you around.
Doubt it.
You go to Pacific, right?
Yeah.
Carlos smiles at his friends, then grins at Nicole. A man in a collared shirt approaches them.
Hey, hey, let's go. Come on. Push on. You know, vamonos.
Vamonos? We only talking
know,
to the girl, man.
Vamonos. Now,
man.
Let's go.
What does that mean? Vamonos,
you know what it means. Now, let's go. Just keep moving.
I'll see you around.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Nicole watches Carlos leave.
Come on, keep moving. Leave. Get out of here. Want this all picked up. All of it.
The supervisor walks away, and Nicole continues picking up trash. Fade to black. Carlos sleeps in a bedroom he shares with another person. The door opens.
Carlos. Carlos. Son las 5:15.
Estoy despierto.
Okay.
Carlos gets out of bed. Carrying a backpack, he steps into the hallway, then sits at the kitchen table. His mother dries off her hands by the sink.
Good morning, Mom.
¿Qué tal dormiste?
I slept all right.
¿Tienes hambre?
Yeah.
She serves Carlos a plate of scrambled eggs.
Thanks, Mom.
She sets down a glass of orange juice, then adds more eggs to the plate.
I don't want more.
Carlos continues eating. He steps outside and walks down the block. Streetlights illuminate the road. The downtown Los Angeles skyline stands in the distance. Carlos acknowledges two men standing on the sidewalk as he continues on. Carlos passes over a bridge covered in graffiti, then runs up a set of stairs. On a corner, he jogs to a school bus and gets on. Carlos sits toward the back and peers out the window. The bus passes an unkempt sidewalk. Several men stand by a stop sign, watching the school bus. Later, Carlos shuts the window and a teen sits beside him. Carlos takes a booklet out of his backpack. The front cover reads, Candidate Application Procedures, United States Naval Academy. He flips through the pages. An overhead view shows the school bus on the freeway. The bus drives under an overpass. Now, a blurred view shows Nicole lying in her bed, staring at dust particles fluttering overhead.
Miss Nicole, it's time to get up.
I'm awake.
Nicole gets out of bed and leaves her messy room. She sleepily paces to the kitchen. A housekeeper pours a bowl of milk.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you taking lunch today?
No, I'm gonna buy.
The housekeeper sets the bowl on the counter island. Nicole takes prescription pills.
Rosa?
A woman enters with a toddler.
Rosa?
Jeff, please, for me.
Did Morgan have any dairy yesterday?
No.
Because she has a little rash right here, you see?
Not dairy.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just asking.
Nicole watches TV in the living room.
Only soy?
No dairy.
No. No.
Nicole rolls her eyes as she listens.
Okay.
She eats cereal. Courtney enters the living room holding Morgan.
Nicole, you know, you're not supposed to watch TV in the morning.
She turns off the TV.
Are you going to change for school?
Mrs. Squirm?
Yeah.
Mr. Oakley.
Rosa hands Courtney the phone.
Hi, sweetie. Yeah, oh no, she's got a little rash on her back, so
mommy,
it's a little crazy.
Mommy.
Yeah, we're going to go to Dr. Bitterman's office. Okay, I'll call you from there then. Yes, I love you too. I love you. Oh, Nicole is here. Do you want to say something to her?
Nicole glances at Courtney.
Bye. He's late for a meeting. Come on, sweetie. We'll go to the doctor and get your rash off.
Outside, Nicole sits against a stone wall with her eyes closed. An SUV nearly collides with a blonde teen driving. She stops in front of Nicole.
What's the evil stepmom's problem?
Oh, major crisis. Morgan has a rash.
Oh my God, where's the ambulance?
They give each other a peck on the lips. Carlos continues riding the school bus. He fills out a form in the booklet. Driving on a highway, the bus passes a row of upscale beach houses. The bus turns in front of the blonde teen's vehicle. Smoke billows from the bus's exhaust pipe. The blonde waves her hand and coughs. The bus parks outside a school and its doors open. Carlos steps off the bus with other students and crosses the campus. A sign in the distance reads, Pacific High School. The blonde teen bumps the curb as she parks in the lot. Covering her face, she laughs with Nicole.
Hi. Oh, God. I hate this place.
Yeah, I'm already up for ditching.
For sure.
Shit sucks.
In a classroom, Nicole colors in a notebook full of photo collages. A black and white film plays on a TV. Nicole raises her hand.
Yes, Nicole? Bathroom?
The blonde teen lifts her head.
Me too.
Take a pass.
Oh, thank you.
Carlos sits in a different classroom.
All right, so the British are trying to reestablish their authority over the precious colonies. It's as if they're trying to assert a right that they couldn't quite exert. Assert and exert. Anybody know the difference between assert and exert? What does it mean in this case? Anybody?
Well, it means they could write the laws, but they couldn't enforce them from 3,000 miles away.
Bingo, Carlos. They're 3,000 miles away, and they're trying to establish their authority over their colonies. They're trying to reestablish their mercantilist philosophy.
Out the window, Carlos spots Nicole playfully hitting her friend with a hall pass. He wears a thoughtful gaze. Now, Nicole, the blonde teen, and their schoolmates sit by a tree in the parking lot. A long-haired teen boy lounges on a branch in the tree. Nicole rests her head on the blonde teen's lap. They both sing along to the song. The blonde teen braids Nicole's short hair. Carlos paces down a walkway. He wears a hall pass around his neck. Pausing, he spots Nicole in the parking lot. Nicole sits up and furrows her brow.
Hey! Hey! Come here!
I gotta get back to class.
No, come meet my friends! Hi! Come on, what are you scared?
Carlos smiles, then walks over.
It's Carlos, right?
Right.
Break me off some of that shit.
Maddie.
Hi.
That's Lainey.
Hi.
Foster.
What's up, Money?
Curtis
up,
is man? In the tree.
What's up, man?
Carlos and I met when I was giving back to the community.
Oh, he was on the chain gang with you?
No.
Just an innocent bystander.
You want some?
No, that's okay.
Come on, it's good for you. Trust me.
Carlos takes a bottle from the blonde teen and drinks a blue beverage. He spits it out.
Damn!
With the cake!
What's in this?
Incoming, guys.
What's going on?
Nicole tosses the bottle in the brush.
Well, what do you know? My all-time favorite people in the world to bust.
Hello, Mr. Kane.
How's it going?
Hey, this is a student council meeting.
Okay, well, you know what? You need to get back to class.
I got too much stress in my life. We gotta take a break. We're gonna pop.
Ask the mental health center people. They told us to take breaks.
What is this?
He finds the bottle.
Who's this belong to?
Not sure.
Yeah, that was you don't know anything about this, right?
It's got way too many vitamins.
I got a pass.
What, a drinking pass? Guys, let's go. Clear out.
In the cafeteria, Nicole hits a student with a rag. Maddie sprays cleaner at Nicole's face. Carlos empties a trash can.
Hey, guys, cut it out. Come on, this is detention.
Nicole looks at Carlos. Climbing over tables, she approaches him.
Hey. This is how we first met.
What?
Picking up trash.
Just let me do the work, okay?
He takes a garbage bag. On a football field, players practice. Carlos carries his uniform and walks down a set of stairs. Nicole follows him.
Carlos!
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, so am I.
No, I really am. Come on, it's just detention. You're not gonna be scarred for life. You may even still get into college.
Look, all right, you guys play around at being badass, which is cool, all right, whatever. But it's not like that for me, okay? I get on this bus, right? This piece of shit, stinking bus. 2 hours each way just to be here. At 5:43 in the morning, that's what time my bus leaves. So if I wanted to screw up, I'd do it at my home school because I get a hell of a lot more sleep. But I'm here, okay? I'm here because I really want to be here. And you're here because, I mean, why are you here if it's such a big joke to you?
I don't know. Ask my father.
What?
Nothing.
Carlos shakes his head. He glances off in thought.
Why were you on the beach?
Beach?
Hey, you didn't rob any 7-Eleven.
Oh. DUI, I got stopped coming home from a club.
Damn, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, didn't seem stupid at the time. Then again, I was wasted.
I don't know, man. Just don't blame me, okay?
I won't play you.
I don't want to be played.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna play you. Okay?
She takes his hand.
I promise.
They lock eyes. Nicole smiles at Carlos as he jogs to the football field. The coach angrily removes his cap.
Oh, come on! You're supposed to drop back into coverage, Lucky!
And don't give him a free release on the inside! Nunes, where the hell you been?
Detention, sir.
Detention! You pay me back after practice, give me an hour in that weight room. Let's go! On the ball!
In a weight room.
All right, man, I'm out of here, bro.
We're not supposed to leave till 6:30.
Dude, there's no one here, man. We can leave whenever.
Carlos lifts a barbell. His teammate shakes his head.
Aw, you're a trip, Nunes. See you later, homie.
Carlos runs outside and misses the school bus.
Damn.
He sits on a bench by the beach and stands when a city bus arrives. Later, Carlos walks uphill with his backpack slung over his shoulder. He enters his house, and his mother steps into the hallway.
¿Dónde andabas?
Missed the bus.
¿Sabes qué hora es? ¿Cómo que perdiste el autobús?
Tuve detención.
Detención.
It's no big deal, man.
On a street, Maddie parks at a curb. Talking on her phone, she gets out with Nicole.
Okay, let me just talk to my girl and I'll call you right back. Okay, bye. Oh, okay, here's the plan. Derek knows this party in the colony, but he's not exactly invited, but he thinks that if he hooks up with us, whoa, that we can for sure get in because we're just so irresistible.
You know there's a football game.
A what?
Nicole takes a lollipop from her mouth.
A football game? I heard you. The Pacific game?
Yeah.
Football?
What? It'd be fun for Goop. Come on.
Oh my God, you're so obvious.
What?
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 What am I
honest
about?
Stop.
Stop.
Slut.
A close view shows a football as a player kicks it to Pacific High's team. Nicole and Maddie stand at a ticket booth.
We have
two. They head across the walkway above the bleachers.
We did not wear our blue. Oh, shit. I forgot to wear anything.
Maddie wears a bikini top and leaves a coat. They rush to a seat. Maddie trips as they squeeze past spectators. They dance along to the cheerleaders' chants, then sit in the stands. The team huddles as the coach gives a speech. Carlos spots Nicole waving at him. He smiles. The offense takes the field.
Nunes, number 32 in the backfield. Nunes with the ball.
Carlos spins as he runs past defenders. An opposing defender tackles him. Nicole cups her hands to her mouth and cheers. The team huddles, then breaks. Now, the quarterback throws the ball to Carlos.
Number 32, Carlos Nunes with reception.
He runs past defenders. His coach cheers him on as he scores. Maddie stands and cheers. Carlos' teammates celebrate. Maddie notices Nicole looking at her, and she sits.
If you tell anybody I just did that, I'm gonna kill you. I will. Okay.
The football team celebrates as they head into the locker room. Carlos slaps hands with his teammates and coach.
Way to go, Nunes! Way to go. You got a lot of heart, man. A lot of heart. Huh?
Ride to Carlin's, bro?
What's happening at Carlin's?
Free cerveza, free food, maybe some other free stuff. You know what I'm saying, right, bro?
Later.
You faked that guy out so bad. When he hit the ground, I could have swore he shitting on himself. Hey, he didn't see nothing but your ass cheeks, man. Ass cheeks.
Game, you guys. All right?
Hey, all right, coach.
Try to stay out of trouble.
Hey, stay out of strip club, man.
Yeah.
Carlos spots Nicole in Maddie's car. Nicole points to him. She mimes reeling him in.
I'll see you guys later.
Hey, where you going, man?
What? I'll see you guys later.
You ain't hanging out with us, babe? What's up?
Yeah, man, we just won the game.
We just won.
Carlos's friends wear disappointed looks as he jogs to the car. Maddie whispers in Nicole's ear as the handsome teen approaches.
Hi.
You guys come to get me in trouble again?
No. We're off duty. We're not troublemakers, we're innocent.
Yeah.
Look at our faces. Don't we look innocent together?
So what'd you think of the game?
Look him.
It's gonna be like that, huh?
So what are you doing tonight?
I gotta catch the bus. I got work tomorrow.
That sucks. Hey, we can take you home.
It's fine.
Come on. We'll take you wherever you want to go.
Now, Carlos sits in the back of the vehicle as they drive. Maddie and Nicole dance in their seats.
Which way am I going?
I just got the 10.
What?
10.
10 what?
10 freeway.
The girls bang their heads to the music. Carlos smiles as he watches them from the back seat. Nicole stands and dances. The girls bob their heads to the music. Exiting the freeway, Maddie drives through an urban area.
God, dude, could you live any further?
I told you it was far. You wanted to take me, damn.
Maddie's never been east of LaBrea. Shut up, dude. You think you're down because you scored weed in Pico Union one time? I'm telling you, it was right. One time. Two times, bitch! Oh, two times!
Nicole sits in the back.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She handles Carlos's cross pendant.
I didn't say you could touch that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, what can I touch?
What can you touch?
Oh, come on, Carlos.
Whoa, slow down.
Why?
Chill, girl.
Hey, you guys.
Damn, that's good.
Damn, I feel good about what?
You guys.
I like it.
I like it too.
You guys, are you guys hungry? Because I'm starving.
There's a place right up the street.
Oh, yeah?
Maddie parks in an industrial area. Nicole hops out of the car and crawls on the sidewalk. Carlos helps her up.
Ow, I hurt. Love me, I hurt. Will you pick me up?
I'm gonna carry her to the taco truck.
Carlos carries Nicole to a taco truck in a crowded alleyway.
Oh, this is so cool.
My God, I love it.
Hell yeah.
Put me down.
All right.
They walk past several food trucks and stands. Nicole and Maddie take off their jackets and dance. They toss the garments on the ground, and Carlos picks them up. The girls dance together in the middle of the alley. Nicole dances with a mustache man wearing a cowboy hat.
Not much of a dancer.
Nicole beckons Carlos and dances close to him. Bystanders watch as Nicole dances low to the ground. Carlos dances between Nicole, Maddie, and a curly-haired woman. Later, they approach a food truck.
Excuse me.
May I help you?
Tacos.
You want tacos?
Yeah.
Burritos.
Yeah.
No,
tacos.
All right, we'll take six tacos.
No, Spanish.
Six tacos.
Spanish.
She speaks English?
Okay. Espanol, por favor.
Yes, tacos de asada.
You like that?
Dos sin cebolla en nosotros con todo.
Spanish is hot.
Carlos exchanges an awkward glance with the food truck worker. Later, at a table.
This is like the best food I've ever had.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, where do I go from here? Whoa.
Hey, you know what? You're shit out of luck.
Shut up.
There ain't no bathrooms around here.
Fine, I'm just gonna pop a squat somewhere. Anywhere.
There's no bathrooms around here.
Please come with me. Come with me.
Are you serious?
Yes, I have to go so bad.
You're gonna pop a squat.
Where?
They walk down a sidewalk to a dimly lit tunnel.
All right, just go down there.
No way. This is like grapes are us.
No, it's not. Come just go down there.
You're coming with me.
Look, it's dark.
All right, we're going.
Carlos walks with them into the tunnel. Maddie runs to an abandoned couch and squats behind it.
Don't look!
Nicole leans against the wall, and Carlos puts his hands on her hips.
Oh, so much better.
You know, I really want to kiss you right now.
I really want to kiss you, too. When the time is right.
So, you just let me know when the time is right, then, okay?
Okay.
They gaze into each other's eyes. Carlos slowly leans in and kisses her, cradling her head. Maddie rises to her feet, puts her coat on, and shimmies to them. Nicole and Carlos smile at each other. Now, Maddie drives to Carlos's house. They park by a group of young men sitting at a picnic table in the front yard.
Is that Los?
Yeah, that's a brother, man.
Sorry. Hey, guys.
Hey, that's the trash girl. Ooh.
That's right, baby.
Trash girl.
What's up, Gunna?
What's up, man?
Hi.
What's going on?
Just getting a ride home.
So who's this, homes?
I'm Nicole.
How you doing, Nicole?
Good.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Maddie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Maddie.
Thanks.
So where'd he find you guys?
You get assigned a white girl when you get a Pacific.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Carlos is so cute. He got two.
Is that right?
So
how can a brother be down? He looks one in the family, mija. So he got the brother.
You gotta go Pacific.
Carlos? Yeah. ¿Qué pasa aquí?
Look, Holmes.
Hi, Mom.
Uh-oh.
This is, Nicole and Maddie.
Hi.
Hi.
Carlos's mother stares.
¿Cómo se te ocurre traerlas aquí?
The group exchanges awkward looks.
Métete. Ya es tarde.
Carlos's mother heads back inside.
Hmm. Sorry about that. She's kind of pissed.
It's okay. I'll see you at school, okay?
Come on, Nicole. Let's get out of here.
Thanks for the ride.
Bye.
Nicole gets in the vehicle.
Get your ass inside. We'll hurry up. Mom's coming.
Okay, now where the hell's the freeway?
Carlos's brother waves as Maddie backs out.
Bye.
They drive away. Carlos enters the house.
¿Quiénes eran?
Just friends.
Estaban borrachas.
¿Luis toma también? I mean, everybody drinks for me, Mom.
¿Es cierto? ¿Cómo quieres terminar como todos los otros? ¿En la cárcel, muerto?
Oh, come on, Mom. That's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna die. I'm not going to jail.
Carlos's mother watches with her arms crossed as her son enters his room. He lies on his bed and stares off in thought. He turns off the light. Outside her house, Nicole wearily walks through the front door. She goes to the alarm panel and enters a passcode. At school.
There's some very interesting rumors going around about Friday night.
Oh, really?
I heard the word fur pile more than once. I did nothing to discourage these rumors.
Oh, watch where you're going, stupid bitch.
What? What's your problem?
You're my problem.
Hey, it's all good. She didn't mean to get
you. Stay out of it. What are you looking at, huh?
Nothing.
You better not.
Sorry.
Yeah, you better be sorry. Che, pinche estúpida pendeja, babosa.
Looks like the homegirls aren't down with you.
In an empty classroom, a screensaver fills a computer monitor. Carlos enters and looks around. He approaches a door surrounded by film strips. Carlos enters a dark room and finds Nicole working alone.
Hey!
Hey.
What are you doing in here?
Looking for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Maggie told me you were in here.
Well, she did she?
Am I not allowed?
Sorry about the other night. I was a little wasted.
Yes, you were.
So what happened?
You don't remember.
She smiles as she processes a photo in a plastic tub.
It's not done yet.
You cut his head off.
Hey, and here I'm in charge.
Your world?
Yeah.
Nicole pulls out the photo with tongs.
You take it to a lab, they just do the obvious. I like to play with it. Cut out what I don't like. Distort. Magnify.
Playing God, huh?
Just playing.
So can I see some more?
If you want.
Nicole kisses Carlos. He drops his backpack, and they kiss more passionately. A teacher enters the dark room.
Hey, kids, what's going on in here? This is not a makeup room. Come on.
I'll see you later.
See you later.
Outside, Carlos goes to the school bus. As he enters, he looks out the windshield and spots Nicole leaning against the car on the other side of the street. He glances down the aisle of the bus, considering. Now he rides with Nicole as she drives across a busy road. Carlos glances at her, and she smiles at him. She drives down the Pacific Coast Highway. Nicole parks in her driveway, and they get out of the car. To the rhythm of the choo-choo train, dancing in the pouring rain. I'll find myself in the most beautiful situation. She takes Carlos's hand and leads him inside. Walking down a hallway, they pass Rosa.
Rosa, this is Carlos. Hi.
They enter Nicole's bedroom, which features large windows looking out over the patio. Nicole shuts the door behind them, then unbuckles her belt. Carlos stares at her.
What?
Are you gonna lock the door?
No.
Carlos looks around. They start to take off their clothes. Nicole sits on the bed and pulls Carlos's jeans off. They lie in bed together and kiss.
I don't have any.
It's okay.
She continues kissing him.
It's not okay.
Nicole stares at Carlos, then gets off the bed.
Don't move.
He sits up and watches her leave the room. Nicole crosses the hallway and enters the kitchen, where Rosa cuts vegetables.
Hey, Rosa.
Hi.
The slim teen girl reaches into the cabinet and grabs a pack of sealed, wrapped items from a first aid kit.
Hey, Rosa. Bye.
As she makes her way back to the bedroom, a view through the window shows an SUV pulling into the driveway. Nicole shuts the door, then climbs onto the bed. She kisses Carlos passionately. A middle-aged man backs into view on the patio outside. Carlos spots him through the window.
Oh, shit.
What? What's wrong?
Who's
what?
That?
Who's what?
That guy right there.
Oh, that? It's my dad. It's okay.
He's like right there.
He doesn't care. I can do anything.
Oh, that's
I've got a condom. He'd be so proud. I'm serious. He'd be thrilled I'm sleeping with you. A person of color in his daughter's bed.
You're crazy.
You're beautiful.
She kisses him, and he pushes her back slightly.
Okay. But can I do one more thing?
What?
I want to kiss you. One more time.
They continue kissing. Now fully dressed, Nicole and Carlos walk into the living room. Nicole picks up Morgan. The middle-aged man enters with Courtney.
What is the princess on the floor?
Nicole, please do not park your car in the motor court because it drips oil everywhere.
Came from a dance show.
Dance recital.
Nicole dips Morgan upside down. Nicole bounces her.
I really want to keep this neat, dress neat.
Courtney takes Morgan.
Thank you.
Nicole's smile fades.
Hi there. Tom, Oakley.
Oh, Carlos Nunez.
Hi, how are you? You're Rosa's nephew, right? You were here.
No, for Dad. Carlos and I go to school together.
Oh, you're a senior, too.
Yes, sir. Just finishing up.
Oh, that's wonderful. You have any plans for next year?
Dad, don't interrogate him.
I'm not interrogating him.
That's okay. I'm applying to the Naval Academy.
Annapolis. Ooh, that's impressive. It's a tough school.
Yes, sir. I want to be a pilot.
Pilot?
Yeah. The Naval Flyers are supposed to be the best in the world.
Yeah. Well, you'll get a great education there no matter what you decide to do. It's good to see someone with a plan.
Nicole looks annoyed.
So who's sponsoring you?
Well, I've written to Roy Ball, Allen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lucy. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she hasn't responded yet.
Yeah, well, she's still tied up with that INS fiasco, and she probably won't get to it before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So why didn't you write to me?
Carlos looks confused.
Tom Oakley.
Oakley? Right. I mean, she didn't even tell me.
Nicole didn't tell you I was a congressman.
No!
Nicole didn't think it was relevant.
Actually, I think I did write you.
Oh? What'd I say?
No word yet, sir.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Maria probably hasn't gotten to my stack yet, either.
Tom? Yeah. Morgan wants to eat with her daddy.
Okay.
Can you hurry?
Okay. Here, why don't you call the office, and we'll set up a meeting. You can come in, tell me all about yourself, and I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Say, why don't you two stay for dinner? I mean, Rose is cooking up some of her famous stuffed chili rellenos.
Rellenos means stuffed.
Thank you, Nicole.
And we can't stay.
Well, perhaps another time then. Glad to meet you, Carlos.
Nice to meet you too, sir.
Take care.
Nicole and Carlos walk outside.
God, I hate when he pulls that.
Pulls what?
That act, that, oh, I used to march with Cesar Chavez. Oh, I'm every poor man's best friend. It's so fake.
You seem cool.
Oh, why don't you stay for dinner? We're having chili rellenos. Oh, did I show you my electric car? Oh, come on. And what about you? Yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, what is that? You don't have to do that around him.
I was raised to do that, okay? It's not some act.
Fine.
Why didn't you tell me who your father was?
I don't go around advertising my father's profession. I didn't think it mattered.
Well, it does matter.
Why?
Do you know how hard it is to get these guys to sit down and read your letter? Or pick you out of 100 guys exactly like you?
Well, mission accomplished. You got your meeting. You didn't even have to sleep with me. You.
Nicole glances at the house.
Sorry. I mean, that was just weird.
Sorry we were interrupted.
Another time?
If you're lucky.
She holds his hands.
So Pilot Nunez, huh?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've never even been in one.
In what?
A plane.
You're joking. You've never been in a plane before?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
That's cute.
Cute.
It is.
Nicole smiles at Carlos.
I had a good time today.
Me too.
She kisses him. At school, Maddie colors Nicole's fingernails with a highlighter.
So, anyways, Brian's been AWOL for like 4 days. He hasn't called. He totally changed his cell phone. What are you gonna do if he calls?
I don't know.
What would Jesus do?
seriously. Remember when I went code blue on that EPT and he freaked out because he thought I would, like, tell his wife? Like, that guy so can't handle pressure. So I'm sure he's just like...
Nicole stands and runs to Carlos.
Oh, okay. Leave your best friend, man. She's bearing her soul. Hey!
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
You busy Saturday?
Saturday, yeah, I've got to work at my uncle's shop.
Too bad.
What?
I just thought we could have some fun together.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Come on. My dad's not invited, Carlos. Just you and me.
I don't know. It's just my uncle kind of needed me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I promise you, though, a very satisfying experience. You won't be disappointed.
She stares at him, then smiles and nods.
I got you.
In the car, Carlos wears a blindfold.
No peeking.
I'm not.
Hold on. Okay, now you can look.
Carlos takes off the blindfold and finds them at an airfield.
Want to join the Mile High Club?
What?
Kidding.
Nicole continues driving. Now, a close view shows propellers spinning on an airplane. Carlos sits in the cockpit beside a pilot.
Here we go.
The plane takes off. Nicole snaps a photo of Carlos. He faces her and smiles. The plane soars over the Pacific Ocean.
From the sky, then crawl as a child.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, God, you're letting him take over? Oh.
Nicole watches Carlos handle the controls.
You're doing great.
He's going to the Naval Academy.
All right.
Maybe. I haven't been accepted yet.
How many hours have you lost?
None.
He's a natural.
You mean an actual plane?
In a real plane. How many hours you got?
I have a flight simulator at school.
Oh, flight simulator, like a chair pilot.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right.
Can I do a lazy eight?
It's your airplane, go ahead.
What's a lazy eight?
Starting to the right.
Oh my God!
Carlos banks the plane to the right.
Go ahead, turn bank to the left a little.
The plane turns left.
Well, like I say, you're doing a good job.
I'm loving it.
Look at me!
Right
there.
Want to go drop you off?
Carlos faces Nicole. She affectionately squeezes his shoulder. The plane makes a sharp turn. Now, Nicole drives up a steep hill. She parks in her driveway.
Benefit. They have to stay until he's shaking the hand of every person in the room. We got till at least midnight. We is all alone.
She takes Carlos's hand, and they go to her bedroom. Sheets cover her windows.
What'd you do?
Made it Carlos friendly.
He puts his backpack down, and they kiss. Now in bed, Carlos kisses Nicole's neck. She caresses his shoulder. Later, they lie in bed together. Nicole gazes at Carlos and smiles.
Not what I thought it'd be like.
No.
Mm-mm.
But you thought about it.
Yeah. Look how good our skin looks next to each other.
They look at their arms.
Beautiful.
They kiss. Nicole rests her head on her hand and stares at Carlos, who looks at pictures hanging on the wall of a woman.
Who's that?
Oh, my mom. She lives in Virginia. She's married to some dermatologist and guy's home at 6 every night. It's a big plus for my mom. When she was married to my dad, he was always running around trying to save the world. No time for his family. She left when I was 12. That's good for my dad, because he got to marry Courtney, and she's flush with cash from her first marriage.
My dad left when I was 5.
He couldn't hack it here, so he just went back to Mexico.
I don't even have pictures of him.
Nicole wears a thoughtful gaze.
You mad at him?
Yeah, I hardly even think about him. I got plenty of parent in my mom.
Nicole nods faintly. Carlos takes his watch from the nightstand and checks it.
I gotta go.
No, you don't. You gotta stay.
My mom's gonna kill me if I'm late.
I'll just tell her you're staying at a friend's house.
What friend?
I don't know. I don't care. Make one up. I'm not letting you leave.
They kiss. When you hold me, Nicole rubs his back. Later, Carlos and Nicole kiss in bed. How my heart gets torn when it hurts. Now, Nicole sleeps with her arm draped over Carlos as he lies awake. He gazes at her. Cautiously lifting Nicole's arm, he climbs out of bed.
Where you going? I'll drive you.
Shh. Carlos kisses her. Outside, he emerges from the house and leaves. Down the driveway, Carlos squeezes through the gate. The beach lies in the distance as he walks down the road. Daytime, in her bedroom, Nicole wakes. She wears a tranquil expression as she lies in bed. At school, Carlos and Nicole kiss as students pass in slow motion. On campus, the young couple smiles as they playfully push each other. They kiss. In the weight room, Nicole sits on Carlos's lap as he does bench presses. Holding a camera, she takes photos of the handsome teen. In a pool, they kiss. In the dark room, Carlos playfully chases Nicole. In the car, she takes a photo of herself and Carlos as he drives. She snaps another photo of Carlos. A glimpse shows the image in a collage. At the beach, Carlos's head sticks out of the sand as Nicole takes a picture with a camera on a tripod. In the collage, a thought bubble over Carlos's photo reads, "I love Nicole." On the beach, a dog approaches Carlos and sniffs around his face. Nicole laughs as the dog licks Carlos's cheek. She crawls toward him as the dog shakes sand off its body. Nicole licks Carlos's forehead. She rubs her hands in the sand around him. At sunset, Carlos and Nicole sit on the beach.
I can't believe I just did that. What am I doing with you?
I don't know. What are you doing with me?
Carlos considers.
It's just a question.
He smiles and looks away.
Look what you just got me to do. I don't know, when I'm with you, I never know what's gonna happen. It's weird because my life is so planned out, you know? It's like you don't care what people think. And when I'm with you, you kind of make me not care what people think. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I don't know.
He gazes at Nicole.
And that dimple. I love that dimple.
I grew up myself. I grew up myself.
Daytime. At school, Carlos walks through a crowd of students. Nearby, Carlos's friends wait by their car.
¿Qué onda, Sculero? Remember us?
Sup, fool?
Sup.
At an outdoor cafe, Carlos and his friends sit at a table as a young mother pushes her daughter in a stroller. The short-haired teen stands and follows the young mother. He waves his hand from side to side. She notices and he backs away. Carlos wears an embarrassed expression.
Well, we ain't West Side enough for you?
Just saying.
What, you want us to widen up or something?
Look at this fool, he's all about the white girl now.
Don't worry about this fool. I put this fool on his ass on Friday, you know what I'm saying? I'm going both ways. I'm gonna make you eat dirt. That's what I'm gonna do.
Carlos, man, what's up, bro?
What's up, guys?
Hey, these your homies?
Tristan?
Your homies? Yo, what's so funny, G?
I ain't your G, man.
Yo, what's up with the attitude, bro?
What's with what?
Dude, you need to chill, bro. Like, I'm not some banger. I'm not looking to throw down.
Well, sit the fuck down then, bitch.
Hey, guys, chill.
Hey, no.
Whoa, whoa, this isn't Brown Town, bro. You don't be talking
guys,
shit
chill,
like that.
Man.
I'll have to call INS on your ass.
Hey, guys, kick back.
Victor punches the athletic team. Carlos and the others grab Victor and pull him away.
Man, get off the ball. Kick this pedal's ass. Fuck you. I'm gonna kill you.
Hey, you're gonna clean this mess up, or is your dad gonna come do it?
Bystanders wear alarmed looks as Carlos stands between the two groups. He glances around with a conflicted expression. Now, Carlos arrives home. In the kitchen, he opens the refrigerator.
Just leave me alone,
all right?
I'm sick
of
you always on my ass!
Right?
I don't need any more sacrifices from you, okay? Just worry about your own goddamn
boss!
What?
Don't disrespect moms like that, boo.
Are you gonna tell me how to talk? Huh?
Carlos, Carlos. Hey, so you know what? Let me tell Ma! Ma, por favor. Ma, por favor. Let me tell you something, Holmes. She busts her ass every day at a shit job for you, S.A. Not for
me.
Every day, S.A. You owe it to her to make something of yourself.
Why? Because you did it? Huh?
Hey,
calma. Hector, esto no es la forma.
Yeah, Simona, sir. You're right. You got it. Let me tell you something, Holmes. I'm not like you, fool. I'm not as smart as you. I'm not as fast as you. You got something that I never had, you see? You got the opportunity to become whatever the hell you want to become, fool. You can be a pilot. You can be that congressman if you want, you see? Whatever you want. And for you to just throw that away for that white girl, that's nothing but pendejadas, fool. And I'm not going to sit around and let you do that shit to yourself or to moms anymore. You understand me?
Carlos looks away.
Look at me, you see? ¿Me entiendes?
Brushing past his brother, Carlos leaves. Hector hugs his mother. At the beach, the sun shines brightly on Nicole, who lies with her eyes shut.
Nicole. Wake up.
What?
Gotta go.
In the car, Nicole drives. Carlos wears a distracted expression as he stares off in thought.
Shit.
What?
What's the date today?
Today?
It's today 17th.
I don't know. It's
shit!
What?
The meeting with your father, I completely forgot about it.
Don't worry, you can schedule.
I knew I shouldn't have gone to the beach.
Don't worry, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
He rubs his head in frustration.
Damn. I can't believe I missed it.
They stop outside Carlos's house. He leans over and kisses Nicole.
I'll see you later.
You don't want me to come in?
It's gonna be kind of boring, it's just like family and cake and stuff like that.
She turns away.
All right.
No, it's okay. You don't want me to.
He steps out of the car.
Hurry up. I'm late.
I wish I would have known.
Come on!
In Carlos's house, a doll with dark hair and a pink gown stands before a tiered cake. A young teen wears a pink dress and tiara. A man takes photos of the teen with her friends. Carlos and Nicole enter.
Hey, no. Damn. Come here, fool. Where you been, man? It's my sister's birthday party.
Carlos, ¿por qué llegaste tarde?
Nice track of time, huh?
Carlos's mom glares at him.
You remember Nicole, right?
She smiles briefly.
Vete a cambiar ya. Pero ya.
She walks away. Carlos's friends pantomime a whip. Carlos walks away. Nicole wears an uncomfortable look as she stands with his friends. She wanders through the party.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Party guests regard Nicole with confused glances as she approaches the kitchen.
Can I help with anything?
No, it's okay.
Nicole wears a dispirited look. She goes to the bathroom and shuts the door. She steps to the sink and leans close to the mirror. She turns on the faucet and splashes water on her face. Nicole fixes her hair and turns off the water.
One second.
The slim teen wears a dreary expression. Staring at a reflection, she shakes her head. In the hallway, Nicole emerges from the bathroom. Young girls go in after her as she returns to the party. In the living room, she spots Carlos talking to a dark-haired teen girl.
I like you, bud.
Looking annoyed, Nicole approaches them.
What?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Where'd you go?
I want to change.
Thanks for telling me.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Luce, this is Nicole. Nicole Luce.
Hi. Hey. I like your dress. Thanks. So what, you guys go to school together or what?
Yeah, we go to PH together.
That's nice. And what, you share the same class or what?
No. No.
Carlos wipes his forehead.
Yeah. Well, let's go say hi to my mom.
All right.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm gonna go outside for a second.
No, come on.
Oh, okay.
Nicole steps outside, where party guests mingle on the porch and in the front yard. Two women watch her with amused looks as she passes. Nicole goes to her car. She gets in. Smoke rises from her tires as they grind against the pavement. She pulls away from the curb and drives down the sloping street. In Carlos's house, Victor glances over his shoulder as he talks to a young woman. He answers the phone.
What? Okay, hold on. Your loss is for you, man.
He sets the receiver down and returns to the young woman. Carlos answers the phone.
Hello? Where'd you go?
On an empty street, Nicole sits in her parked car as another vehicle approaches. She glances in her rearview mirror as the car stops behind her. Carlos steps out and approaches Nicole. He knocks on her window. She reaches over and unlocks the passenger door. Carlos gets in.
What happened? Why'd you leave?
I'm so stupid. I don't know what I was thinking coming there.
I'm sorry. I should have told you that it was gonna be like that. It was so formal.
No, it wasn't that. Just seeing you with your family and your friends and with that girl.
She's just a friend.
I don't care. You should be able to do whatever you want to do.
I do what I want to do.
Look at me. I'm pathetic.
What are you talking about?
She buries her face in her hands.
What?
Nicole shakes her head softly. She stares ahead.
What? What?
Just...
Her chin quivers.
I think I'm in love with you.
She stares at Carlos, and he looks stunned.
Sorry. Now I'm weirded you out. I'm sorry.
No.
Don't say anything. It's okay.
Nicole averts her gaze. Daytime. In a waiting room, Carlos wears a brown jacket and tie.
That's correct, sir. He's leaving for Washington, D.C. in 5 days. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
The receptionist glances at Carlos.
No, he really doesn't have any other appointments. I would stick with that one. Mm-hmm. Certainly, sir. Take care. Yes. Yes, he is. Mr. Nunez, he's ready for you.
In his office, Tom speaks on the phone as Carlos enters.
Yeah, I have it right here, I think. What is it? Kids' Care Fair for Gloria, right?
He waves at Carlos.
Yeah, well, we start with the Bienvenidos and then the Red Cross.
Carlos views photos of Tom on the wall. Right. In one, he stands with a protester. In another, he gives a speech.
You know,
a photo shows Tom posing with the U.S. president outside an unfinished house.
Okay. Well, you tell me then. All right, bye-bye. Hey, Carlos. Glad you could make it.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
You know Carter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You ever work for Habitat for Humanity?
No.
No, it's a good project. We got, I think it was 25 houses we got up in a weekend, on Easter weekend. And you know Father Boyle?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Consider him, yeah. We spent some time in Boyle Heights. It's a tough neighborhood, huh?
Yes, sir.
I imagine you've seen your share of friends sucked into La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Not just a Ricky Martin song.
No, sir.
Tom glances down.
So what happened?
Carlos wears a searching look.
We were supposed to have a meeting last week. You didn't?
Oh, I don't know. I got the bus schedule all screwed up, and it was like too late.
Well, you could have called to say you weren't coming.
I did call.
Tom raises his brow.
Maybe she just didn't get you the message, the lady.
Maria!
Maria!
In the waiting room, the receptionist wears an irritated look.
Yes?
Did Mr. Nunez call last week, say he wasn't coming in?
Not to me. Should I ask Sandy?
No, that's okay.
Maria leaves. Tom stands and crosses the room. He shuts the door.
You know, I'm more than happy to use my connections to help someone get a foot in the door, but I have absolutely no patience with individuals who will not participate in the process, see? I can't do this alone.
Mr. Opio, I really appreciate you seeing me today.
Okay, I think I know what's going on here.
Tom leans forward.
I know the powerful effect that Nicole can have on people. I mean, she's absolutely fabulous at taking a perfectly oiled train and running it right off the tracks. Now, I do love her. Unconditionally, that goes without saying. But she can be so destructive. And volatile. And the anger. Ever since ought to be 12 years old, and to find your mother like that. I think when Nicole's mother took her own life, Nicole decided then and there that she would never, ever trust anyone again. And it was her against the world, and God forbid anybody should try and help her. She's persona non grata with half the psychiatrists on the West Side. I mean,
at home, Nicole lies in bed.
A lot of them have recommended that I send her to one of those behavior modification schools, but she's tried to kill herself a number of times. I mean, what can I do? She lies and she drinks. She does drugs. She hates me. She hates her stepmother.
Mr. Oakley.
Tom closes his eyes and waves his hand. He wears an embarrassed look as he returns to his seat.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be telling you about this, but you seem like such a good person. Such a decent person. Now, you want me to write this recommendation. You want me to put myself on the line? Well, I want you to listen to my advice. Now stay away from my daughter. You hear me? For your own good, for my peace of mind, stay away from Nicole.
Carlos wears a conflicted expression.
You know, it's a painful thing for a father to have to acknowledge the truth about their own child. It's taken me a long time to accept who she is. And who she's never going to be.
The congressman gazes sadly at the handsome teen. In downtown Los Angeles, traffic passes Carlos as he waits at a crosswalk. In slow motion, he crosses the street. Wearing a distant expression, he walks with the other pedestrians. Later at school, Carlos sits with his teammates in the cafeteria. Nicole approaches.
Hey.
So what happened?
When?
You didn't call me.
Oh, I got home late. I just had stuff to do.
Well, what'd he say?
Carlos glances at his teammates.
See you guys later.
What happened?
He stands.
Nothing. He just said he was going to write me a recommendation.
But what did he say?
About what?
About me.
Nothing, I mean.
Come on, just tell me what he said.
I really don't want to get in the middle of whatever's
going on. In the
middle
of what?
Look, I just need to focus right now.
You need to focus?
Yeah, I can't afford to mess up, man. I told you that. My mom's all over me because I'm never around and my grades are for shit. I could hardly keep my eyes open at practice. All I want to do is sleep for more than 4 hours straight.
I'm sorry for messing up your life.
What I'm saying is I just need to remember what's important.
What's important to you?
My priorities.
Nicole nods and lowers her gaze.
What did he tell you?
Carlos glances off in thought.
Told me to stay away from you. That you were trouble and that you just messed me up.
Nicole's eyes well with tears.
And what did you say?
Carlos wears a guilty expression. Nicole's chin quivers. He looks at her. She nods.
I see.
Nicole walks away. Carlos stares after her. In her car, Nicole wipes away tears as she drives. She parks in her driveway. In her bedroom, the slim teen grabs a bag and packs it with her belongings. She pulls photos off the wall, dropping one of her and Carlos. At her house, Maddie opens the door for Nicole. The blonde teen hugs her friend. On the football field, Carlos kneels on the sideline. The coach grabs Carlos's shoulder and shoves him into the game. At her house, Maddie plays the guitar for Nicole. Nighttime. On his porch, Carlos sits on the railing and reads.
You can be anywhere when your life begins. You find the right person, and all of a sudden, anything's possible.
In the kitchen.
Ay, hijo, ¿cómo se te va a enfriar la comida?
I meet you, Mom. I'm just trying to figure this out.
¿Qué es esto?
Chemistry homework.
Carlos's mother answers the phone.
Hello?
Hola, mi señora. Soy Luz.
Hola, sí. ¿Cómo estás, Luz?
Aquí, bien cansada, pero aquí.
Estoy aquí.
¿Cómo le has pasado?
Bien. ¿Está Carlitos?
No, fíjate que salió.
¿Le puede decir que yo llamé, por favor?
Ok, cómo no, yo le doy tu mensaje.
Gracias.
Hasta luego.
She hangs up.
¿Qué pasó, hijo? ¿Por qué no hablas con ella?
What? I told you, Mom, I don't want to talk to her.
¿Por qué no quieres hablar con ella?
Yes, I don't want
Siempre
to.
Estás hablando con ella. Mira, tu comida.
I'll eat it later.
Ay, muchacho.
Carlos goes down the hall and picks up the phone. He dials. At a house, teens dance and slam into each other as a band plays. By the pool, Nicole answers her phone.
Nicole?
Yeah?
I need to talk to you.
Who is this?
You know who this is.
I can't hear you.
Where are you?
What?
Where are you?
I can't hear you.
Are you at Sellers' house?
I'm just having a good time, okay? And you need to focus.
Nicole, I really have
get
to...
get off the phone and get in the hot tub, girl. Damn.
Nicole.
Yeah, thank
you, baby.
I'm gonna go. Okay?
Nicole, I just want to...
Make you time.
Yeah, hold on.
Carlos hangs up. At the party, he approaches the house. In the backyard, teens mosh as the band performs. Carlos enters the house. He continues through the house to the backyard. Shoving rowdy partygoers aside, he glances around. A burly teen throws a boy in the pool. Through a window, Carlos notices two teens lying in a bed. Nearby, Carlos spots Nicole kissing the athletic teen in the hot tub. Kneeling down, Carlos lifts her arm.
Come on, Nicole, let's go.
Close, man. I was just trying to get a taste, man.
Shut up, Davis, before I kick your ass!
Hey, man, what's your problem?
You're my problem! Get out!
He pushes Davis and picks up Nicole.
What's your problem, bro?
Dude, she was having a good time. What's going on?
What's wrong with you?
I thought it was your friend, man.
Hey, man.
Just leave, you know that? Get off me, bitch!
On a highway, Carlos drives Nicole's car as she sleeps. He glances in the rear view at a following police car. The police car's lights flash. Carlos wears an anxious look as he pulls over. A glimpse from the cop car's dash cam shows officers approaching Nicole's car.
Expired on 6700, registered to Representative Thomas Oakley.
The officers hold their hands to their guns.
Good evening, sir. License and registration, please.
Carlos looks in the glove compartment. The officer spots an empty bottle on the floor of the car.
I don't know where the registration's at. Who's this car belong to? Belongs to her. Where are you coming from tonight? From a party. You been drinking tonight? No, sir. Why don't you step out of the car for me, Did I do something wrong? Sir, please step out of the car for me. John, you want to check on the young lady?
Yeah, you
sir, can. Please step out of the car. Keep your hands up where I can see them.
Miss, let's go. Let's go.
Time to wake up.
Let's go. Time to get up. Wake up here.
Let's walk go. Over the wake curb. Up. Have a seat.
The second officer takes Nicole's arm.
There you go. Step out of the car, please. There you go. Wake
sir,
up.
Cats are expired on this car.
Wake up.
What's your name?
Carlos.
Do you know this guy right here? Has he tried to hurt you?
No, he hasn't hurt me.
No? Just please call
me. You're touching me. Get the hell off of me.
Just calm
don't
down.
Don't touch me. Get
Nicole,
off of
stop.
Me.
Stop.
No, get the hell off of me. What's
Nicole, stop
on?
Now. Where are you going?
The officer bends Carlos over the car's hood.
How are you going to
make it worse?
What the hell is wrong? Get off of me.
Stay here. Don't
calm
move.
Down,
stop. What would it do when
you Nicole, just calm down.
Get off of me.
Take her to the car. Get her to the car.
At home, Tom reads the newspaper. He answers the phone.
Hello.
Sitting up, he drops the paper.
Come on in.
He presses a button and hangs up. The congressman stands and steps outside as the police car pulls up to the house. The officers get out of the car.
Good evening, sir. We stopped this young man driving your daughter's car. She was intoxicated and combative. We found drug paraphernalia and alcoholic beverage containers in the vehicle. Christ. We thought we'd give you the courtesy of dealing with her yourself. Now, we could put a scare into her and let her spend the night in jail.
Thank you, officer. I can handle this.
No, you can't handle it.
Well, just calm down.
Calm down?
Everything is going to be all right.
No, it's not going to be all right.
Look at you. What are you doing
now? What's the matter out here?
Look, just go back into the house, Courtney.
Is she drunk again?
Courtney, look, I am taking care of this.
How many more times do we have to put up with her behavior?
Courtney.
When is it going to be enough, for God's sake? When?
Nicole's chin quivers.
Look at you, Nicole. Just look at you. What kind of a daughter are you?
She glowers at her stepmother.
Not yours. Thank God for that.
Courtney goes inside. Carlos approaches Nicole.
Carlos, please, what did I tell you? Just go away. Please, just leave. Go. You hear me?
Why do you hate me so much? How could you tell the one person in the world that I love, that I care about so much? How could you tell him to stay away from me? Do you think the only thing I'll do to anyone is screw them up? Do you think that I'm not worth loving?
Tom wears a pained look as his daughter crouches beside the electric car.
Nicole.
Carlos, this is our problem. It's our problem, not yours. Just leave. Go.
Carlos gazes down at Nicole.
Come on, son, let's go.
Tom crouches beside his daughter.
Honey, just come on.
Leave me alone! Just leave me alone.
The police car reverses down the driveway.
Just come in the house, Nicole.
Tom goes inside. Nicole doubles over on the ground. The police car stops by a bridge over the highway.
Somehow found you here.
An officer lets Carlos out. The handsome teen sits on a bench. He stares off thoughtfully. On a city bus, Carlos looks out the window with his arms crossed. Daytime, at school, Carlos searches around campus. In a classroom.
The midterm counts for 25% of your grades, so I want you to put your thoughts together.
Carlos enters.
Can I help you?
He notices Nicole's empty desk and rushes out.
Okay, where was I?
In another classroom, the teacher walks between desks as students take their midterms. Carlos takes his test. He glances out the window. Outside, Carlos spots two men walking with Nicole. Wearing a confused look, he watches her storm off, then looks down at his test. Carlos stands. The teacher faces him.
Carlos! You need something?
Carlos hesitates, then grabs his bag and hurries out.
Where are you going?
Outside.
Yo, you got a pass?
Carlos ignores the teacher.
Hello?
He enters the photography room. Nicole's head pops up from behind a table.
What's going on?
She faces him.
Packing.
Where are you going?
Nicole stands.
Oh. I'm going to the Turnabout Ranch in lovely Escalante, Utah. And I get to be escorted by a lovely gentleman who's waiting for me in the principal's office. So it looks like I get to go to boot camp before you do. Sorry for being so dramatic the other night. It was stupid.
I'm sorry for not.
Oh, don't say anything. You couldn't do anything. You were smart not to say anything.
She straps her bag over her shoulder.
This So, Mr. Nunez, it was great knowing you. I hope you have a wonderful life.
She extends her hand. Carlos holds it.
Let's leave.
What?
Let's get out of here right now.
Nicole looks confused.
Are you in the middle of an exam? Like right now?
So?
I'm not gonna let you just walk out of your midterm.
I already did.
Carlos wears a determined look.
You know, Annapolis is gonna look at these grades.
You're not listening to me. I wanna be with you. I don't give a shit about anything else right now, okay? Midterms, grades, Annapolis, your father. I wanna be with you.
Do you wanna be with me?
I love you.
Don't just say that because...
Shut up. I love you, okay?
Nicole smiles softly.
You know this guy in the office? He's pretty damn big.
She smiles.
Then, let's go out on Sunset.
Outside, the young couple emerges from the building. Nicole drops her papers. They hurry away. Two students watch them pass with confused looks. At home, Nicole squeezes through the front gate. She struggles to pull her packed bag through. She hurries across the driveway and gets in her car. Carlos sits in the driver's seat.
Here, you can wear this.
She holds up a pink top and Carlos drives away. On the highway, Nicole rests her head on Carlos's shoulder as they drive through a tunnel. At dusk, they drive through a small desert town. They pull into a motel. In a motel room, Carlos and Nicole stand in the shower. They kiss. Later, Carlos colors Nicole's toenails with a pink highlighter. He smiles softly. Nicole watches with a wide grin. She sits on the bed with her back propped against the headboard. Nicole playfully struggles to pull her foot away. Carlos kisses her. She marks his back with a green highlighter. He draws a pink circle on her cheek and she draws on his face. With a wide smile, Nicole clenches a highlighter in her teeth. Later, she takes a photo of Carlos. She pulls the film out of the camera and presses it between her palms.
What are you doing?
You'll see.
She peels the backing paper off and sticks the photo to an open space in her scrapbook. Carlos watches with a curious look. She peels the film back, revealing the imprint of Carlos's photo on the page.
Cool.
My shrine to Carlos.
She smiles.
Can I see more of it?
Yeah, sure.
He turns the page. More photos show Carlos and Nicole. Carlos turns another page and finds a collection of handwritten notes.
My suicide notes. Creative, huh?
Carlos wears a serious look. Nicole turns the page. Photos show her mother.
It's your mother, isn't it?
Yeah. She was in bed asleep, I thought. So I went downstairs. And I stayed real quiet all afternoon so I wouldn't disturb her. And then I went back up and she was still lying there. My dad thinks we're the same person.
Did he say that?
He doesn't need to. What else am I supposed to think except I'm gonna end up like her? It's genetics, right?
Your father, though.
He really loves you. He does.
No, he does.
Nicole, listen to me. He really loves you. He just... he doesn't know how to handle you.
She scoffs.
I think you scare him.
I scare him?
You do. I mean, you scare me sometimes.
I scare you?
Yes. I mean, you...
How do I scare you?
You just... get out of control.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm 17. I'm supposed to get out of control.
Yes.
My dad, he doesn't understand me or anything about me.
Have you tried talking to him?
Yeah.
Sober.
She smiles.
Hasn't happened, has it?
I'm not always drunk.
Nicole shakes her head. Carlos looks down as her smile fades. He stares at her. Nighttime. Outside the motel, Nicole stares off as she sits wrapped in a blanket. Behind her, a light switches on inside. Carlos emerges from the room.
Hey, what are you doing out here?
Nicole looks at him. He sits beside her.
I want to be good for you.
You are good for me.
Not if I keep taking you away from everything you've worked so hard for. I want to make things better for once, not worse. Because I really want to be with you. I can't keep running away from things.
I'm here for you.
I know.
She rests her head on his shoulder. Daytime. In the car, Nicole stares out of the window as Carlos drives. She glances at him. Carlos briefly looks at her, then watches the road. He takes her hand. At home, Tom speaks on the phone.
He said, "Well, do you have a 3-1-1 listing for Jay Foster?" We'll try your B Foster at 818. F-O-S-T-E-R.
He looks up. Tom spots Nicole walking up the driveway. He lowers the phone. She approaches the house. Tom hangs up. Nicole enters the house.
Well, I've been up all night trying to call everybody. I called Maddie and Lainey and your friend Foster, who apparently doesn't believe in telephones. Look, honey, I know you don't want to go to the school, but it's supposed to be extraordinary. I mean, Marty Sheen says it's top notch. Do you have your own horse?
My own horse?
Well, you like horses, don't you?
When I was 8.
Well, the counselor said that, you know, he warned me that you would try and talk your way out of it. He said there's a danger of us getting drawn back into old patterns and destructive behavior, and that we should spend our time focusing on conversations that focus on we versus me.
This is we.
Oh. Well, good. Good.
I'll go wherever you want me to go. I mean, I know I'm a mess.
No, you're not a mess.
No, I am. I am a mess. And I'd probably send me away, too. You've got Morgan now, and you're gonna do it right this time.
Tom shakes his head.
I just wish I wasn't the child that everybody learned what not to do from.
That's not who you are.
I know I remind you of Mom, everything that went wrong. Sometimes you look at me like you wish I wasn't there. Like you'd wish I'd just disappear. And it just hurts so bad. I know I'm not easy to love. But could you try anyway?
I do love you.
Tom hugs her.
Fighting for you every minute. Every minute. And I need help. I can't do it alone.
Courtney answers.
Mom, honey? Morgan's got her swim class. It starts in 10 minutes. What's going on?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out here.
What do you mean, figure out? Didn't we agree on that?
Yeah.
Line of action? Okay, Rosa. Would you please take Morgan and put her in the car, please? Thank you. Yes, right now, please. Thank you. Oh, my God. This is not going to start up all over again. She needs discipline. Children need limits. They want limits.
So we all set them.
We already have. She's going to that school in Utah.
Tom glances at Nicole.
No. I am not the bad guy. This is not about me. I have a child that I'm thinking of.
So do I. Two children.
With an exasperated look, Courtney glances between Tom and Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. I just don't think I can live with you.
I know I can't live without her.
Nicole lowers her gaze. Tom looks tearfully at his wife.
We have to be at Pepperdine in 10 minutes, Tom. I'm
talking to my daughter.
It's Morgan's very first swim class.
I'm talking to my daughter.
Nicole, I just want Morgan to have an older sister that she can look up to.
Nicole nods.
Me too.
Courtney glances at Tom, who smiles. Courtney leaves. Tom puts his arm around Nicole's shoulders.
She's not like Mom.
No. God, your mom was an amazing woman. She loved you very much.
I wish I remembered her better. We should talk about her more.
We will, honey. We will.
Outside the front gate, Carlos waits in the car as Nicole and Tom walk down the driveway. He gets out as the gate opens.
Before you say anything, sir, I just want you to know that I love your daughter, sir.
Look, you don't have
to. She has so much beauty, so much honesty.
Carlos,
and I love her so much.
Stop. Now, I have something to say. Thank you.
For what?
For not listening to me. For sticking around. Annapolis is going to be lucky to get you.
He hugs Carlos.
I had a speech. I had a pretty good speech.
I bet you did.
Want to hear it anyways?
Well, why don't you tell it to her? Seems to be doing pretty good.
Carlos and Nicole hug. Nicole glances at her father. He nods and walks back up the driveway. On the highway, Nicole gazes out the window as Carlos drives.
How did that happen? How did you do that?
What? I wasn't even there.
Yes, you were. You were so there.
Nicole moves over and rests her head on Carlos's shoulder. He kisses her forehead as he drives.
There are millions of people out there, but in the end, it all comes down to one.
Glimpses show Carlos and Nicole.
I still panic sometimes, forget to breathe. But I know there's something beautiful in all my imperfections. A beauty which he held up for me to see. A strength that can never be taken away.
A glimpse shows Carlos in a flight suit.
I'm going out to see him next week. But until then, there's one photo I keep with me all the time.
A name below Carlos's photo reads, Pilot Nunez. Fade to black. Photos of Nicole, Carlos, and others appear as credits roll. Audio description by WGBH. Voiced by Christian Bannis. Funded by Disney. Why don't you get